Here's a story.
We say everybody loves Indians, but nobody loves Indian sovereignty. They're willing to go out and say how much they honor Indians when they dress up like us at sporting events, but they won't actually show up when we are being hosed and maced at pipelines to try to stop them from going through our lands and polluting our water. They won't actually show up to say that the dams need to be taken down. Like, they'll say how much they love Indians, but there is a push in our history to be the Indian, to be the indigenous person of this land, and to say that there is a way in which you can embody indigenousness. Part of that comes from appropriation of indigenous ideas and dress and style, and it's been happening from the very beginning. If you can't have a conversation about indigenous self-determination and sovereignty and the issues that are happening on the ground with our women and our children, our fish and our water, if you can't do that, but you can decide that you're going to put like an Indian taco on your menu, well, then don't do that, because you need to be able to elevate the status of that community if that's what you're going to do. And that's the responsibility you're taking on by appreciating that culture. And a lot of the times that makes people take a step back to sort of be like, well, gee, I've never thought about how all of these issues are very intertwined. And for me, that's what cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation is. It's a set of intertwined issues. And we can spend all day like nitpicking at these little things, but think about what that means for these bigger issues that are happening in communities, in the communities that surround you, like every single day. I mean, we get taught a desensitivity to cultural appropriation from when we're very young. We dress up like Indians for Thanksgiving and elementary schools, yeah, and make Indian hats and pretend to be Indians. I mean, my daughter's in, she's in the, going into the fifth grade, but in the third and fourth grade, the third grade, they wanted her to dress up like an Indian when they did the mining days. And in fourth grade, they wanted her to dress up like an Indian when they were talking about missions. Like, so we get taught this like desensitivity to this idea that we can play dress up of other cultures. This idea that part of what we're supposed to do is be able to take and then dress up and play and then push it away and pretend like we're so far away from that. That's not who we are today, even though it has everything to do with who we are. They dressed up like Indians when they went to throw the tea off the Boston Tea Party boat. They dressed up like Indians. And there's a lot of different reasons why people say that happened, in part because they wanted to sort of evoke this kind of warrior status, this like idea of the indigenous people of this space. Like, we are the ones who are going to be of this land now. You know, we're the real sort of indigenous peoples. We are the real country. We're kicking out the people who had come over here. That's the British. But also because people were saying they wanted to say, if anybody saw them, that they'd be like, oh, the Indians did it, right? What's really interesting about that is I went to a Boston Tea Party museum just like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and they still have you dress up like Indians when they take you on the tour of the Boston Museum. And so they came over to me and my friend, and they're like, do you want a feather so you can dress up like an Indian? Mm-hmm. And I said, what if we're already Indians? She kind of like didn't know how to respond. And they're not supposed to break character. And she goes, do you want a feather or not? And I was like, okay. Part of our mythology of this country is that at a point, everyone becomes the indigenous of this space. The longer you're here, the more you do. And that taking is also the taking of this rightful ownership of land and rightful ownership of space. So when they are appropriating, part of that is this, what they say is like this deep-seated want to be the indigenous of this space, to be able to have that kind of tie, to be able to erase our rightful claims to that land. And the erasure of the indigenous peoples that are still here.
Here's a Story is produced in the KHSU studios in Arcata, California.